escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing, man?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Glad to hear it. Beautiful day.
It is nice out.
It's nice out. It's Thursday. Yeah. I'm starting to get excited.
Everybody's in New Orleans.
Yep. Everybody on Nick's channel there. They're all in New Orleans. Everybody locally.
Looks fun.
I know it does seem like fun.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I've never been to a Super Bowl, but we did go to Vegas that time during the Super Bowl. That was fun.
It was,
like,
for sure.
It's not like the game was there, but it was fun because there was a ton of fans there. Everybody's, of course, gambling on it. That's the closest to, like, being a part of it. But seeing them on TV
in New Orleans,
and you're like, it's only a couple days away.
Yep.
And to the point now where anybody that I talk to, from my brothers or friends or whatever, it's now mostly Chiefs. Where it's like, well, you know, how you feeling? I mean, like last night, I'm taking the trash out, my neighbor and I end up talking for, you know, 30 minutes.
He's telling me.
Huh?
Well, yeah, how's my little neighbor? Yeah.
I said, hey.
My little neighbor.
Little Kevin. I said, what do you think about the Super Bowl? I like hearing from sports fans. I always think it's interesting because when I listen to people tell me, especially people that really smart like my neighbor who are really into sports, and they give me these full breakdowns, I always think, and maybe it's just because of our job, but I think, I wonder who you listen to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, plenty of this you are smart enough to get on your own just from watching games. But it's also, we're all just regurgitating little bits and pieces that we've seen other places. And I think, that's interesting. I wonder, you know, you must listen to a lot of sports talk. I literally watched a 20-minute YouTube video this morning of John Gruden talking about, I guess he's back, and he was talking about the game and his predictions and breaking. He's got the big whiteboard out and he's doing the whole thing. And it was like 20 minutes and I was like, I've been watching this for 20 minutes.
And what does he think?
I guess I was just like, I realized that I'm excited. If he gave an actual prediction, then maybe he did it at the very end. Cause I finally was like, okay, I got to turn this off. But he's very excited. Of course, he's excited about any football game.
Sure, of course.
And he loves the matchup. And you know, what the Chiefs got to watch out for? You got any guesses what he thinks they got to watch out for?
Saquon Barkley?
Yeah. And because the Chiefs, you know, not great at stopping the run this year. Yeah, pretty low in the NFL. So they got to work on that.
Is that true?
That's what he said. So you got to work on that. He gave the numbers. I don't know. Of course, he had it all on the whiteboard. Said the Chiefs find a way to win in close games. gave that stat, which I've heard a couple times. I don't remember. Here's the in one score games with the Chiefs. Like here's how many they've won.
It's
a crazy number. Crazy number. How many playoff games they've won? All that stuff. And so I don't know. Maybe, like I said, if he does give a prediction at the end and I just missed it, then this will sound dumb. But it seemed like he was kind of maybe leaning Chiefs to me. But maybe it's just because I'm a fan. But he did talk about stuff that scares me. Saquon. That's all anybody's talked about, so I'm aware of that. But he did kind of talk about how good the Eagles are at eating up the clock. And I know that, even though I don't watch them a lot. I mean, they were good at doing that the last time they played. So, you know, there's I don't think that there's, like we said yesterday, a huge debate about who the better quarterback is overall.
No, sure.
But Jalen's scary.
No, he does things that... He had causes problems for a defense.
Real problem. I mean, they said he threw for over 300 yards in the last Super Bowl against the Chiefs and then rushed for like another whatever it was, I don't know, 70 yards, something crazy. So he can run, he can throw, and you've got Saquon. You know, they're a good team. That's why they're in the Super Bowl.
Right.
It makes sense. And also pointing out that, what's your coach? Spiriano. Am I saying that right? Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni?
Sirianni, thank you. I'm like, what is his name? I can't get it. Sirianni. I hadn't really thought about this, but he was saying, hey, think about it. This guy, he's a young coach, and he's been to two Super Bowls now in the first, I think, what is it, 4 years or 5 years, something like that. He's like, that doesn't happen. And I was like, well, you know, that's true. I guess if you win them, that's where all the glory comes from. But it is something, you know, okay.
Yeah,
you seem less impressed by that one.
I think he's a good coach. I think he's got a good team, you know.
Yeah.
I think they've built that roster pretty good.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with him.
I really don't know.
You know?
He's talking about how he turned the team around.
I think he's a good coach.
They started the season off on the wrong foot, and he was able to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always interested when he says things like, so the Chiefs, this is how poorly they did against the run all season. This is where they ranked. So they're going to have to work on that. And I just think... Were they not working on that before? Like, in this 2 weeks, this is a serious question. How much can they really work on that in 2 weeks and go from being bad at it?
I don't know that they can be. So, you know, when you say work at it, you think like tackling,
practicing,
and all that stuff. It's too late for that. I would imagine like you're not going to have tackling practices.
Right.
You may have some, but you're not like you're passing. I think work on it is like, are we going to focus on it?
Be aware. Yes.
Are we going to focus on it? Are we going to say we're going to bring, even if you had to run two high safeties?
Yeah.
Are they going to crash every time? Are you going to have opposites crash where every time that ball is snapped, there's a safety coming down into the box and you are daring them to run it between the tackles? Run it between the tackles. If you're going to do that every time, maybe crash two safeties, right?
Yeah.
Every time you're putting more men in, it's really a game of numbers. Like, I hate it because I hate math.
But it's the X's and O's stuff they talk about.
It's a game of numbers of like, we are going to put more people in the box than you have available to block.
Right.
If we do that, chances are you shouldn't be able to run on us.
Yeah.
But the risk then is, one, you have, and if that's the case, then you have your cornerbacks playing man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
And while you have good cornerbacks, they have two number one receivers. And if you put that extra man in the box, they still have the ability to have the quarterback run, which puts another man on their side. So then are they going to run a lot of read options against you, see which safety's crashing? There's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, I mean, look.
But that's what they mean when they say
offensive coordinators and their defensive coordinators for the Chiefs and the Eagles have forgotten more about football than I've ever learned. So, like, there's just no comparison, right? Like, the other problem is if you crash two safeties into the box and Saquon gets past that first level, there's no catching him.
Right.
Your cornerbacks are your corner. That's when he hits that 60-yard run. So, you know, there's a lot to, there's a lot to try to figure out. But I think that when he says that's what they're working on, I think that's what they're working on.
Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Well, since, you know, even you, Laszlo,
could I have done that on YouTube?
Yeah.
Would people have been impressed with my knowledge?
Yeah, that was like Gruden. You just need the whiteboard behind you like Gruden. That's the only difference was he turned around and pointed at stuff that you couldn't read on a whiteboard. You know, and he coached in the NFL for a while. But other than that, I mean, you sounded everybody is knowledgeable. Probably more, I would
say.
Probably more. I think he was trying to, you know, make it sound like he knew what he was talking about. You sound like
if you saw what I was saying on Twitch, then, you know, like I said, you can talk about all this stuff, but, you know, like Spags and Fangio, those DCs, man, they have forgotten more about football than I will ever know. And I've played it or coached it my whole life. It's still like, there's no way you're on that level. You know what I mean? That's what they do. And they're geniuses at it. So, you know, I don't know. But that was that. If you want to hear what I would do if I was the Eagles to beat the Chiefs, that's what I would do.
In-depth
analysis. C.J. Gardner-Johnson on Kelce man-on-man. They're both hotheads. They're both talk a ton of crap. Right? And just, I'd let, if I was a Eagles, I'd let them fight.
Yeah.
And then I'd be in, you know, a two high safety, trigger on a snap, one to the other, half the field's in man, half the field's in, you know, the other corner knows that he's got safety help over the top. That's it. And then I'd must rush him and keep Mahomes in the pocket. Don't let him break out, whatever you do. And a must rush is just, you know, you're not trying to sack the quarterback. We're just trying to keep you in that little circle. Here's the problem. Mahomes is really good.
He's good at both
things. So when
things.
You do that, there is a chance he just picks you apart every time. And, you know, I don't know what you do then. So,
well, sounds like good strategy. I can't imagine that if they heard this, they wouldn't heed at least a little bit of it.
Well, I'd like to think the Eagles would, yeah.
I would also. I'd just like to take advantage of this moment where it seems like
I used to like to send those emails to Harbaugh.
I know, and he would actually respond with thoughtful...
That's thoughtful analysis. You're an idiot.
No, he didn't. He would actually respond. And, that you know what? Hmm. You should email Harbaugh and just say, here's what I was thinking about what the Eagles should do. What do you think? I'll bet he responds. I mean, what's he doing right now? Right?
Yeah.
If he answered those emails when he's just taking on that job at Michigan, he would answer an email right now.
Right, I'm going to send you with a diagram.
Yes, and just see what
Could
he says.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, you took a separate Twitch channel.
Funny.
Come on, you should do it. See,
so funny.
He's so nice. He never didn't respond to an email.
No, he didn't.
So it's been a long time. It's not like you're overwhelming him. You haven't emailed him in like over a year, maybe two. So I think you should send it.
Well, I emailed him when he got the Chargers job.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And he responded.
Okay.
I just said thanks for, you know.
That's I
making Michigan
that.
Football fun again, and what a ride. Congratulations, man.
Well, that's not too close.
I live in Kansas City, so I'll be rooting against you.
Yeah.
But he was like, I expect nothing less.
He knows who you are. He knows where you live.
He knows who I am, yeah.
I'm sure
mean,
he can look at that email history.
Lazo, so he's texted the Navy for it.
Right, exactly. Well,
he was in town, and I did invite him to a football game my kid was playing in. I was like, you should come watch this kid. He's in the seventh grade. He did not show up. He said he was busy.
Well, that makes sense. You know, he probably wasn't here just seeing the sights, looking for stuff
somebody.
To do.
Yeah. I was like, yo, come to this seventh grade game while you're here. And he was like, hey, thanks so much.
You know,
I know he was here to see, because they got him, Ronnie Bell's little brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And now he plays.
So you didn't tell me that.
Kendrick Bell, I think his name is.
Well, if your kid was older, you know, maybe next time he's like, who knows? Well, I'd like to strike while the iron's hot here, and since you're in the football mood and everything, there's some more Super Bowl stuff to discuss here.
Oh, yeah? What about Travis Kelce being a Nazi sympathizer?
Wait, there's that to discuss.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's big news. Big news.
Well, I wouldn't have thought from him.
I know. Also,
he didn't seem like that kind of dude to me, but...
You know, you never know. You think you know someone, but we don't know these people. You know, only Taylor Swift really knows them.
I guess.
And for all we know, she's the one who indoctrinated them.
Yeah,
who
I knows? Have no idea.
Who knows?
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo! What's going on?
Well, so what should we cover first? The fact that the Chiefs tight end is a Nazi sympathizer or just some of this stuff that's gone viral about one of the things that I saw...
Well, let me just start with, because of in the climate that we're in, let me just say, and the fact that we're on a new station, there's probably people that haven't heard us before. Wherever you are in this great country of ours, or if you're right here in Kansas City with us on 98.9 The Rock, then let us just say, when we say Travis Kelce is a Nazi sympathizer, that is done in jest, tongue-in-cheek. But as a show here, we have mastered the fine art of sarcasm so well that we will end up getting texts because they're like, really? You said you hate your kids, right? And then I'm like, okay.
We do it without thinking about it.
We do it without thinking about it. and we don't. So we think most people are in on the joke with us, and they're not. So let me just say, when you hear us say that, it is firmly with tongue in cheek. But that said, the actions of Travis Kelce lead me to believe, not that he's a Nazi sympathizer, but he has Nazi leanings.
Right.
He has Nazi leanings.
That is not where I thought you were headed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making fun of the people who say this stuff on the internet. But do people know by now what's going on, the controversy? Do they know why people are calling him?
I don't think so, because it kind of hit last night. Snowcone sent us a story.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not... The story in and of itself is so, I don't know the right word because I'm a high school dropout, but benign?
It seems to be
right
benign.
Word?
Yes, a non-story.
Give me a definition of benign, someone. I need that, but I think that's, I'm using it in the right context.
Like neutral, I think. Kind of just a non-starter. It's not growing.
Gentle
it's not...
and kindly, not harmful in effect.
There you go. Not harmful in effect. The story in itself is not harmful in effect at all.
It's not really
burger.
A story.
No.
It's odd that it's a story.
And then, you know, people on the internet, and look, I know the people get mad at me. They know that I'm a liberal. But the left hates me because I can be pretty moderate. And the right hates me. So the left will say, Laszlo, you right-wing douchebag. Because I say, you know, hey, what, man, maybe, you know, maybe if your boss tells you to come into work, you don't get to stay in your living room and do remote work. And people are like, you, how dare you get rid of remote work? I'm like, I don't know. I don't own the company. He says it's better for you to come in, and people lose their minds. And then the right's like, you lefty-leaning douchebag. So I'm right in that sweet spot where everybody hates me. That's where I like to be. But this story, you leftists... have lost your goddamn mind.
You make me...
You've lost your mind, and this is why you lose elections.
Yes, you're
annoying. I like to tell you, this is why you lose elections.
Yes,
it's because you're idiots. You are idiots and annoying. And the only reason why you keep it close and get 48% of the vote is because the other side just got as big of idiots commenting on the internet.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. The
extremes on both ends.
So then I'm like, when I read this, I'm like, well, maybe I am conservative. And then I look over, I'm like, well, I'm not that.
Right.
Well, I'm not this. So I'm just like, well, come on, guys. Figure it out. Travis Kelce is not a Nazi.
I don't think. The only
He's
way...
He's not. You know what? I'll bet everything I got on it.
I would, too. I feel
everything
very confident.
Everything I got. That I Travis Kelce is not a Nazi.
The only way that any of this stuff ever makes sense, I always think, is if it were somebody...
I'm just kidding.
If it were somebody on the right...
He's like a really good guy, doesn't he?
He's Mormon, right? I think they're very, very nice people.
But, yeah. Anyway, there's a story about him in The Athletic today that I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
About Andy Reid.
Okay.
But,
well, they did a whole thing about him today, so we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But yeah, I've always thought this stuff, like, if it were people on the right, if it were that thought out, pretending to be liberals, you know, saying all this dumb stuff all the time, then it's brilliant. But instead, it is actual liberal people,
right?
Or whatever they are, and they're just idiots.
Can I just read this comment so people understand where the Nazi sympathizer comes from? This was on Reddit, and someone was kind of defending Kelce about saying,
"Well, wait,
we can play the audio first.
Play the audio from the interview
because he's in New Orleans.
So he's in New Orleans, and he gets asked a question. Now, I will say, I did not think he was a Nazi sympathizer, although I didn't love his answer about what he loved more, Taylor Swift or a phantom roughing a passer penalty.
I didn't pull that for you. So.
I thought, you know, hey. You know, do better. That said, this question, I think the reporter probably was trying to get an answer that would cause controversy.
He wanted a different answer than this?
I think he wanted one that would cause a little bit of controversy.
This reporter apparently had asked, like, every player the same question.
Right, and I'm sure he was looking for something, because there's nothing more divisive in the United States, and maybe the world now, than politics and Donald Trump. So when you ask this question, you're hoping to get, hey, here's a headline, right?
But I'm saying I don't think that reporter, when he heard this answer, goes, I got it.
No, not at all.
The fact that you're doing something, he's like, whoa. Okay.
Great, lip service, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, you like people. Right. You don't want to talk trash.
So here you go. This is it.
That's awesome. It's a great honor. I think, you know, no matter who the president is, I know I'm excited because it's the biggest game of my life, you know, and having a president there, you know, it's the best country in the world. So,
no matter who the president is, I'm excited. It's the biggest game of my life, and having the president there, the greatest country of the world, it's exciting.
It's an honor. So it's like, what would you say? What The literal thing that you're saying is, I don't want to answer.
Exactly and what you're saying.
But you're doing it in a way that's like, okay, no one can get mad at me for this. I've put in, it's the biggest game. I'm very excited, right?
Yep.
It's an honor to have the President of the United States here. And it doesn't matter who the president is. So now I've taken all political stuff out of it and saying, hey, wouldn't matter to me if it was Joe Biden or Donald Trump having the president in the stands while I play in the biggest game of my life in the greatest country of the world is an honor. Sweet. And then, bam, the internet's like, guy loves Nazis.
Is a Nazi,
what?
Maybe. Yeah, so read the comments that you were going to read from.
Yeah, so someone on the thread had kind of defended Kelsey a little bit, and someone replied and said, being neutral is being part of the problem when things are this bad. It's the same as the Germans who knew things were bad, but what could they do? And actually, Hitler's Germany was so safe that you don't have to lock their doors. It had some positives. It's neutrality watching others get burned alive. It makes you complicit. So literally compare to Nazi symbol. Like, I don't like the phrase go touch grass. I don't like to use it that often. But right. Seriously, go touch grass.
Right.
That's insane.
It's and I'm confident that they're not the only person. Also, I will say this.
I mean, the comments
I'm
after
not shocked.
It were like, I was rooting for you, but now you're a Nazi. Like,
I shouldn't say I was shocked because I'm really not shocked.
That he even said it's the best country in the world.
Yeah.
That was a whole other topic.
Yeah, that's nationalism and blah, blah, blah. I guess I'm not actually shocked.
And
I
by the way,
was, but I'm not.
Let me just say, left, because I remember when Barack Obama was president, there were hockey players who were like, I ain't going to the White House. Screw that. And people were like, come on, man. Why do you got to be such a douche about it? Like, go, you honor the position, maybe not the person. We've heard that forever.
Some called him racist. Yeah.
Right? Like, what? By the way, it wouldn't bother me if he did, but he didn't say, I love Donald Trump.
Right.
And I voted for him twice, and man, I'm hoping we get to hang out later.
Make him football great again.
That would have been like a little bit like, oh, well, that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
He didn't say that. He said, it doesn't matter who the president is. I'm honored to have him here. Biggest game of my life. Excited to play it. Greatest country in the world. What? That is somehow equivalent to turning a blind eye to the Holocaust.
According to people on the internet. Yes. Yeah. That's where we are. But again, I'm actually not shocked by it because on the internet, if someone is neutral, if someone doesn't take a stance, doesn't say I'm on this side definitively, then I know that liberals, I mean, I've known liberals are annoying for a while.
Yes,
for
of course.
A while. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not. It's really not that surprising.
You know what? It's not surprising that these types of comments would happen regarding players' answers to media questions. It's unfortunate that in 2025, that's going to come up no matter what the question is and no matter who it is to, right? But that answer, that's not what I was expecting.
It's like what they prep you for.
Say it doesn't matter who the president is. Glad he's here. Glad he or she is here. And try to win this football game.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, dude didn't say anything.
No.
Literally didn't say anything.
He really didn't. It's not even clear that he knows who the president is. Because
I'm sure he does, obviously.
But I will say this. I don't think, and I have no idea, but I don't take Kelsey to be a guy who sits around watching a lot of Fox or MSNBC. I don't know. These guys are athletes that are professional athletes. They've been playing sports their whole life.
They're jocks.
They're usually jocks. Now, that's a prejudice. I get it.
Yeah, sure.
But also, people would complain about that, too. If they would say, that's no excuse, right? You got to be engaged. You can't just... Knowing what I think I know about the guy, that is a perfect answer.
I think that's a perfect answer for anyone.
That too.
I think it's a perfect answer for anyone. Yeah. I think it's a perfect answer for Aaron Rodgers. I think it's a perfect answer for anyone. Doesn't matter who the president is. It's an honor to have him here. It's the biggest game of my life.
It's the...
Like, what do you want him to say?
Answer.
Literally, what do you want him to say? I wish he wasn't coming. Dude's a complete douche.
Right.
Like, well, that doesn't help.
No, well, half.
Right.
Half. Those people who were calling him a Nazi, now they like
right.
him.
Right. Love the guy. I voted for him. Like that. Like he's just saying, like, "Hey, it's the biggest game of my life, and I'm glad that that's cool that the president's going to be here." Yeah. By the way, like you know, what that's correct.
Yeah, that's fine. And
that's
when
right
we know
answer, too.
We know who his girlfriend is. I don't think they're at home. You know, sending some money MAGA to MAGA buttons, groups or yeah. whatever. Like, she is open about her politics.
Right.
Could they disagree? Sure. But that's not what he was doing. He was just being polite.
Right.
And it's ridiculous that you would think that that wouldn't be okay if it were the other way around. I mean, come on.
And doesn't the right already hate him because of the Pfizer commercials?
I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, I get confused about who's on
the
side.
It's not the reporters, but and someone mentioned his name on our Twitch, but that is it. Like, I think if I'm an athlete, I'm going, hey, I'm just here to answer questions so I don't get fired.
Right, just do that.
But what do you think about President Trump
being the game?
I'm just
here
to answer questions so I don't get fined. Like, whatever. Like, because if that
causes controversy,
gets me in trouble, then what can I say?
I can't imagine how scared I'd be.
Right.
I mean, we're on the radio, but a lot of people listening, so but we've gotten in trouble for things, and it's always the thing that you thought, wait, that of all the things that we said this week, that was the thing. It's never something that you even think is controversial, and so I can just empathize with that feeling.
Man.
If he's even aware of this, he's like,
I'm
wait,
sure he
what?
Is, but he's got to be like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah. Right. So we all then agree,
yeah,
probably not.
Well, I don't know.
A Nazi, but
I don't know if he is or he isn't, but this doesn't give me any further proof one way or the other.
It didn't help. Right. We don't know. The Church of Laszlo.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.